broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, good day. It is April 8th, and this is it. We are to the weekend. Larry Mize made the cut on the number. Four are tied for the lead going a Saturday. Today, play's already underway. They haven't started at the top of the leaderboard. Four tied for the lead. Hoffman, Fowler, Garcia, Thomas, Peters, the young European who impressed at the Ryder Cup. This is the hardest ticket in television. You know that, right? They just dole it out. Little dribble. You got to wait until 9 o'clock before you can watch, and you got to go to ESPN to see it. Ron Cyrak, Golf Channel contributor, you can get all the information you need. Fortunately, Golf Channel has so much live from going on that you can catch up. They can't show you anything that's going on the court. They're very careful at Masters. But Ron is Golf Channel contributor, author of Vision 54 trilogy, including Game Before Game. You can find him at ronsyrak.com, and we'll talk with him right after. We thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associate, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists, Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they pop. That's Alan Nakata. 548-7526. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your built warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futurastone. Only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, point certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
And new in Kahala, it's Good Day Coffee. Coffee, the perfect way to start a good day, offering excellent cappuccinos and espresso drinks. 100% Kona coffee coming to you from Kona to Oahu. And now Ron Cyrak coming to us from the Masters Augusta National, one of those beautiful, most difficult walks. But of course, we don't get it ruined because we're not playing. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
So what are you focused on, Ron? You're in the midst of it.
Well, you know, today's the sorting out day. We had very relatively high scores the first 2 days because the winds were so strong. And, there's only 9 players under par after 36 holes. No one's better than 4 under. But there's a lot of compelling games up there. And you look at the people at the top of the leaderboard, and it's a bunch of people without major championships, including two pretty compelling names, Sergio Garcia and Ricky Fowler, looking for their first major. So it'll be an interesting storyline today to see how they position themselves for Sunday.
Now, William McGirt comes in right after Hoffman, Garcia, Peters, and Fowler. Did he really start playing golf or get into the professional circuit of the PGA Tour at the age of 37 or 38?
He came along late, that's for sure. And he had one of the, you know, he finished early yesterday with a 73 in difficult conditions, got in the clubhouse at 2-1. And I thought he'd be leading the golf tournament at the end of the day. But as the day went on, the wind calmed down a little bit, and it gave some of the players who came after him a chance to post some reasonable scores. You look at there were the Fowler, Peters, Garcia, all shooting in the 60s, and they finished after him.
You know, I'm watching this interesting pairing. John Rahm, you know, the Spaniard, went to college in the United States, and Freddie Couples. I mean, what an interesting pairing. You got to be watching that.
Well, Freddie could equally be Rahm's father, you know? So, I mean, it's quite an age gap there. And, you know, Freddie just plays his golf course really well all the time. I think that he's made more cuts than maybe he's made more cuts than he did here. Freddie always seems to turn back the clock when he gets to Augusta National.
It's really something to watch. This is a fabulous event, but we see so little on television. What's up with the folks at the Masters? They make it so hard to catch any TV.
Well, I think part of their thing is that they want to maintain the specialness of it. You know, I mean, when I first started coming here, they didn't show any front nine, and you know, it's the greatest nine holes of golf that nobody knows anything about. And I always think that one of the keys to scoring at Augusta National is to step onto the eighth tee, the even par. Those first seven holes are really difficult. Hardest hole in the golf course is number one.
That's what I was thinking.
There aren't too many golf courses where that's the case. You know, you usually start out with a pretty benign hole, but number one's really difficult. They want to protect the unique of the event. But, you know, part of what makes the Masters special is this is the only men's major that's played on the same golf course every year. So people know the course. They're familiar with it. They know what the back nine's like. And the genius of the back nine here is that you shoot 30 back there. You can also shoot 40 back there.
And we just saw that with Jordan Spieth, you know, coming in, and I couldn't help but think when he quadruple bogeyed, what was the 15th?
15, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So hard.
He's a resilient young man, though, man. I mean, he's sort of like, in a lot of ways, he's in that line of succession from Greg Norman to Phil Mickelson to Jordan Spieth, you know, who are guys who can go out there and have horrible pain inflicted upon them. You know, think of what he did on number 12 last year on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, but he bounces right back. He's got a mental resiliency that Norman had, that Phil Mickelson has. You know, and that's gonna serve Jordan well as his career progresses. That he's able to let go of those bad things that happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dustin Johnson being able to let go of so many bad things that happened to him at the majors. And this week was shocking. Wednesday, you know, he falls down a flight of stairs. In case anybody's been at work, hard at work all week long, you haven't been able to follow. Yeah, Dustin Johnson is not in the mix because I guess he was wearing a pair of socks. It's been cold at Augusta, and he slipped on some well-polished wooden stairs. Is that it?
Yeah, he slipped on the wooden stairs coming down. The Golf Writers Dinner, getting ready for the Golf Writers Dinner, and being on the board of the Golfers as they're early helping set up and stuff. And we started to get the text messages that this happened. In fact, there were several of the writers who never made it to the dinner because they were too busy chasing down the story.
Yeah.
But, it was a weird situation on Thursday because Dustin King, he warmed up for a while. Back in, got some more treatment, came back out, warmed up again, went to the putting green, and it looked like he was going to go up to number one tee and start, and then he walked off the putting green towards number one tee and then made a right turn into the clubhouse.
Well, I'm really glad I made the right turn into the clubhouse, because we all talk about the competitive juices. When you're fired up, you can hurt yourself without even realizing it until maybe you're four holes in. And really in pain.
I have a feeling that sometime down the road that Tiger Woods is going to think that maybe came back from a couple of his injuries to them, and that he would have been better served taking a little more time off before he came back.
Yeah, well, you can. But, yeah,
yeah. I think Justin did a smart thing.
Very smart, and very disappointed, of course. But you know, you have Tiger, so Noto Begay is talking about Tiger coming, but possibly as soon as the Players on May 11th, having to get reps and possibly going Byron Nelson, Dina DeLuca, the Colonial and Memorial. Really? I mean, I think this is so strange for them to talk about Tiger. It's almost like it's just a drop to get him to be discussed.
Well, you know, I mean, remember we came into this year, Tiger saying he was going to play four times in 5 weeks, you know, and that lasted about, he missed the cut at Torrey Pines and then withdrew after one round in Dubai and then skipped the next three that he was supposed to play. So I think they had ambitious plans. Daniel, honestly, I'm at a place right now where I don't know how much of it is physical and how much is mental for Tiger. You know, I don't know how much when he shot 77 in the first from Dubai, woke up the next day and the wind was blowing. I don't know how much was his back bothering him, which is what he said, or how much it was that he didn't want to come and embarrass himself. It's very hard for a very proud man who was the greatest golfer on the planet for a dozen years to be out there struggling. And I think that he's got a perfect storm going on of physical, technical, mental, and emotional challenges that combined are just too much for any one person to overcome.
You know, it's interesting that you bring this up because your friend Karen Kraus made some interesting observations in her New York Times piece about, you know, Tiger Woods, if you would just give up this, gotta win every time I step on the golf course, that's my attitude, and just go out there and be yourself, play your best. I think she said Arnold Palmer played many times and shot an 80, and his fans loved him regardless. And I think Tiger Woods ought to read that. Go read that article, Tiger.
Well, you know, different people are in different ways about that. I mean, famously, Joe DiMaggio quit playing baseball when he said, I'm no longer Joe DiMaggio. He could have still been one of the 10 best players in baseball, but he wasn't the best player. And you look at the difference between Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. When Jack was playing the Masters, he was still shooting 75, 76s here. Jack was never going to shoot a number that began with an 8. Arnold once shot 91 here, and he didn't care, you know, because Arnold loved he wanted to be out there. He loved the adoration of the fans. He loved everything about it. Yeah. Jack loved being great, and I think Tiger's more that way. I don't think Tiger's ever going to be a ceremonial golfer. Annika Sorenstam's that way, you know. You know, you're not going to see Annika out there and play if she can't be the best there is.
Very good point. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor. It was great to see Larry Mize make the cut, those two putts for the cut on the number. It's just great to see, you know, Freddie Couple, Larry Mize, and then the youngsters like John Rahm, and hoping, I can't hope that Sergio Garcia pulls this off, but, you know, then there's Ricky Fowler, there's so many people. It's a really great Masters. Ron, thanks so much for being on the show. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Rory McIlroy's name in mind. Oh. He might make a move today.
Oh, that would be awesome. Well, look what Martin Keimer did. He made up 10. He got a 78 and came back with 68. It's anything's possible. Awesome. Yep. You're the best. Thanks a lot. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back and talk, of course, from the Masters, Alex Maselli, journalist, reporter, golfer, and founder of Morning Read. It's a new golf newsletter that you can get in your inbox. Just go to morningread.com, put your email in there, and you'll get your Morning Read. He founded or created, because back in 1993, everybody was creating on the internet, golf.com. Alex Maselli, after this. My name is Danielle Tuck. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Alan Nakata and Associates, pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. You should really check them out. Their team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Their dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy all come from the heart. So call Alan Nakata and Associates at 548-7526 and learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't offer repairs till the next month. Your plane can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line book at the worst possible moment. Call Street of Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Teeth of the bum, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
There's a cool new coffee shop in Kahala. It's called Good Day Coffee. And of course, coffee is the perfect way to start a good day. It's hot or cold. They offer excellent cappuccinos and espresso drinks. It's 100% Kona coffee coming to you from the Big Island, located inside the consignment center at 4230 Wailea Avenue, right across the street from Kahala Mall. Outside seating, free Wi-Fi available. Delicious toasted bagels and other goodies, too. I like the fat-free Greek yogurt topped with fresh strawberries, bananas, blueberries, granola, drizzle of honey. All of that, a very generous portion for $5. Good Day Coffee, a perfect way to start a good day. All right, now, good day to Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read. Hey, Alex.
Danny, how are you?
I'm good. It's Masters weekend. Might actually get to catch it, but there's a real small window. I have to record it, I think, because I've got soccer. I'm a soccer mom. Okay, so what really surprised me, guys, is Larry Mize makes and Freddie Couples makes the cut, and Bernard Langer doesn't. Were you surprised?
Well, I mean, you know, it was a very difficult conditions for the first days, and you just kind of figure it out, and sometimes you just get stuck. I think Langer played pretty well day one and just didn't play well day two. I mean, if you talk to Fred Couples, which I did after day one, he said, I really didn't hit the ball that well. I haven't been hitting the ball that well either, but I just happened to miss it in all the places, and I think that's the point. When you have that kind of experience, you can not exactly play as well as some of the other guys, but you know where, if you're going to miss it on two, where to miss it. If you're going to miss it on four, where to miss it. And give yourself a better chance of getting up and down. And that's exactly what Larry Mize and Fred Couples did the first 2 days.
Yeah, and John Rahm, I saw him make a mess. It was like, I didn't want to go there.
Yeah, there are a lot of those places out here.
So where are you? What have you been doing? Tell us a little bit about your experience in Augusta at Masters, Augusta National.
Well, you know, I do the same thing every year. I play in the Golf Writers Tournament in Pine Needles and Mid Pines for 3 days, and they drive over on Saturday night, and then on Sunday morning I come over here and drop my bags down in what is now the Palatial Press Center of Augusta National, which is a little more like a resort than it does anything else.
It's gorgeous. The views, but here it's kind of far afield.
It's not exactly. If anybody's been here before, it's near the water tower.
Way over there.
But there's ways to get there pretty quickly, so that's not a huge problem. And then I always go over to the college event every Sunday at Forest Hills, and usually there's some really good teams. I mean, this year Texas wasn't there, but Illinois was there, and Central Florida was there, and New Mexico was there, and Oklahoma was there, and Houston was there. So that's a pretty good field, and I watched that bit about that, and then the week starts, and it's usually. It's not, you know, it's interesting because at that other event, you're just clamoring to get the competition started. And I never feel that way here. I always feel like it's a pretty good progression to when you get to Thursday. Tuesday is usually just packed with press conferences. And again, we were lucky to get Jack Nicklaus in before the Champions Dinner on Tuesday. And that was great. And then obviously, a lot of Arnold stuff, but not, I think, less Arnold stuff here than we had at Bay Hill, which was kind of over the top. And then the tournament starts. And I think that we all expected it to be difficult the first 2 days. It clearly was. Weather was something. But that being said, it was also pretty amazing how good some of these guys played.
It was amazing how good some of these guys played. But can I just go back to one day that you kind of jumped over? Were people, how did they take having the par 3 contest canceled because of the weather?
You know, I mean, I think it's disappointing. But, I mean, to be honest with you, the par 3 contest, either if you're here as a fan, is great. Or if you're watching TV, it's great. But as a journalist, it's the last thing you're focusing on because we have our Golf Writers Dinner that night, which is early, And, you know, you don't want to burn yourself out writing about the par three contest when you're going to have 4 day competition. So it's usually not a big deal. Wednesday is not a big deal for a journalist here. Tuesday is the big deal for a journalist. And then, the chairman comes in on Wednesday and so we have that discussion. But generally, he didn't say it a lot. So you're not writing much out of that either. So, you know, Wednesday is pretty much a dead day for us.
Well, I was reading Morning Read, and one of your correspondents discussed, Steve Elling, I think it is, about the stinginess of Augusta, the guy in charge, the chairman. Why don't they give us more TV? It's like we used to watch TNT, and then it would be on, you know, the ES or whatever. What happened? Why did they reduce the number of hours we get to watch?
Well, you know, I think, and I'd love to say that it's on Augusta National, but I'm not sure that's true, because I can watch BBC here. They'll show us that feed, and that feed is a con feed. So they're showing a lot of stuff that is not being showed on ESPN or on NBC, or not NBC, CBS. And I sometimes wonder if it has more to do with that, that they just don't want to give you that time. Now, I would say, I'll be quite honest with you, I would think there's a day not too far away in the future where you're going to be able to watch anything you want to watch out of this place on your iPhone or your iPad. I don't think we're that far away from that.
Is that what IBM's doing over there, trying to figure out how to give people exactly what they want when they want?
They could do it now. It's not. It's already there. It's like the tour does it already. They could do it now. That is not the issue. They just have to decide if it's what they want to do.
Mm.
And, you know, this place is all about 1 week a year. You don't really, there's nothing about the Masters that you learn or can be involved with or soak in except for this 1 week. You can't buy anything if it's not this week. You can't, you know, it's just one of those things where their focus is in 1 week and that's it. So they have to figure out if it's their TV deals, how they're structured or whatever it may be. They just have to figure out how they want to do it, because in Media Center, I can watch Amen Corner, I can watch the 10th hole, I can watch the 11th hole, I can watch the 12th hole and never leave it. So that's already there. It's already in place. They have to decide if they ever want to put it out there for the consumer to go ahead and consume it that way.
And the idea that it's, you know, keeping it special, something coveted, it's time to go see, we get those few hours that we get to watch. You don't think that's part of it?
You know, I mean, I think it was in the day, but I mean, you know, I was at the annual meeting for the OSGA, which was in D.C. this year, December, and I have to say they were flabbergasted by the amount of consumption of their USO coverage on people's mobile devices. And I think these people are not dumb people here. In fact, I'll give you an example. I was at lunch yesterday, and I looked across the room to the right, and I see Jenny Robity, the head of IBM, and Brian Roberts, the head of Comcast, having lunch together.
Mm.
This is, you know, both in their green jacket. This is not a group of people that don't know what they're doing. It's just they have to decide when they want to pull the trigger, and I think you'll find it will happen sooner rather than later.
Interesting. Good insight. Thank you so much. Let's go back to some of the players. I mentioned earlier, Martin Kaymer made up 10 shots, going from 78 to 68. This could be Ernie L's last Masters, because his exhibition into the Masters has been 5 years ago, his last major tournament win. He's moved up to T19. Do you think he has a chance?
I think anybody that's one over or two over has a chance. There's no question about that. Now, you know, Ernie feels pretty good. There was some discussion about his back, but I talked to the agent just this morning, actually, and said his back is fine. It's just, you know what? Things have to happen for you. They have to happen in a positive way. If you hit a bad shot, it's got to hit a tree and kick back. If you're in the wrong place, you got to find a way to get it down where you know you shouldn't be there. Those are the things that have to happen for an Ernie Els to go ahead and win this tournament. He probably needs more luck than a Jordan Spieth, but anybody here needs luck in some way, shape, or form.
Jordan Spieth. More luck than Jordan Spieth. Boy, that quadruple bogey, I went, what? Wait a second. You know, this is the man who strikes fear when he walks on the course. This must be hard. But he, as everybody says, is so, he just comes back from the thing so well.
Well, yesterday was imperative for him to get into the position he's in. Because now, I don't want to say he's basically even with the field, even with the guys that are on top, because there are some pretty good players on top. But he's clearly with striking distance. And I don't think there really is too many people, especially at his age, that know how to play the golf course and have the success that they have around here than Jordan Spieth. So I think him, in just a mental attitude of knowing I'm only four back, mm-hmm. you got 36 holes. I mean, Danny Willett for more back than that in the final round last year. I mean, this place is full of landmines. And if you can eliminate the landmines, you know, you're in pretty good shape. And I think that Jordan understands. Look, you just said it. I mean, he made a quad on the 15th hole, which is generally a birdie hole. So anybody make a quad there. So that's the whole point. You just have to get yourself in position. And it's unfortunately you have to say you have to get yourself in position where you've got the chance on the back nine at Augusta National, because that's where it all happened, which is absolutely true. So today, give him an opportunity to get himself maybe a little closer, but it's all going to be about tomorrow.
It's all going to be about Matter Sunday. It is. Now, we haven't mentioned Charlie Hoffman, and he has been very consistent. He's been playing very well. He's always been known as the long bomber, you know, but now he's the finesse game. He's got that. He's better in a short game, and he's kind of, I mean, that 65 on Thursday was, some people were saying it was like one of the top five rounds ever played at the Masters.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, what you do is you don't look at his number, you look at his number in relation to everybody else's number. And you realize what the scoring average was on the golf course, and then you see what he did with his number, and then you realize how good that really was. And I don't think there's any question about that. Unfortunately, it was the first round, and he's got three more rounds to go, and it's very difficult in any golf tournament, not just here, but any golf tournament, to lead after the first round and be able to carry it on all the way to the end. So let's see what happens with him. He didn't have a great day yesterday. He made a mistake. But that being said, those mistakes only lent to the fact that he's now tied the lead instead of not being in the lead.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's great. And then the leaderboard with Sergio Garcia and Ricky Fowler both going for their first major. Sergio, 10 years older or more than Ricky, right? So this is kind of like, this is a great place for him to be. How are you feeling about Sergio?
I have to be honest with you. I think Sergio is really in a good place mentally. His game is fine. I think he's in a really good place mentally. He's going to be getting married later this year. He seems very happy with who he is and what he's doing. His relationship seems to be something that's really kind of focused him on being a little different person. And I think everything is firing at all cylinders for Sergio Garcia. So, you know, I don't want to say I'd be surprised if he didn't win, but I would be a little surprised, I have to say, I guess. If he didn't, because I think he's right where he wants to be. Certainly someone else can play better than him, but I don't think he's going to get outplayed. He's not going to do it by giving it to somebody. He's going to have to be outplayed.
Yeah. And there was also a comment made, because it's so tight at the top, his aggressiveness will be to his benefit. But Thomas Pierce is someone not to be overlooked, is he?
No, he's always been, he was a good player. I followed him at Illinois. He's one of a line of belt players that have gone to Illinois. And he's tall. He's got a lot of game. And I think you saw it at the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden you're seeing it, you know, at a major level. And I don't think there's any question. You got to remember too. I mean, Thomas Pierce has never played here before. So when you look back and you realize 1979 was the last time we had a first time winner. In Fuzzy Zeller, you got a Thomas Pierce and you got a John Rahm, both guys clearly capable of winning this tournament. There's no question that they both have the game that's necessary. But, you know, again, when you get into a Sunday and you got a chance to win your first major championship, it's a lot different than winning, you know, some other event. This is a big deal winning this event.
Yeah, and you've got Justin Rose and Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth, and Phil Mickelson with a lot of experience playing, and then there's Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day. We haven't even talked much about either one of them. What happened with Jason's game?
Well, I think he's got some issues going on, just, you know, with his mom and everything else.
Yeah.
There's that, and you know what? You forget that he took off a lot of the end of last year because of his back, I think it was, or his neck, whatever it is, and mm-hmm. you know, that just takes time. You have to be, you know, you have to be confident and comfortable out here, and I'm not sure he's either right now. And then you add to the fact that he's got issues with his mom. I mean, it's understandable that he's not going to be firing all cylinders, which he's not. That being said, he did make the cut. It gives him an opportunity to at least do something. But he's like 10 or 11 shots back right now, so I think it's a ways away for him.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, making the cut, getting in the process, continue to do what you do, can only be positive as you go through the rest of the season.
So amongst the leaders, the Masters now, Vegas has Fowler at 7-2, Garcia 6-1, Peters 9-1, Hoffman 15-1, Spieth 13-2, McIlroy and Rose 10-1. How do they figure that stuff out? Is it statistics?
No, it's all about betting. It is how much money is put on somebody, and that determines what the numbers are. So
it's all about favorites. Whoever's favorite, right?
Well, that's why the Cubs are 3-1 to win the World Series again.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. It's the heart. It's the heart. It's all about heart. There was a 4-1 tie after 36 holes in 1973. Tommy Ahren, Gabe Brewer, Bob Dirksen, and J.C. Snead. Okay. Ahren and Snead. Ahren came in, he won. Snead was one shot back. Brewer tied 10 and Dixon T17. Got this from Sean Martin. What are your thoughts about these four guys still being at the top in 36 holes?
Well, I think that, I think one of the guys at the top, 90% chance that one of them is going to win this tournament.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
So, I mean, I know that we've talked about Spieth, and McIlroy's not that far away, and Phil's that far away, but I just think that when you get into this position, if you're playing that well, that one of these guys is going to win. And I think it comes down to, really, it's going to come down between Sergio and Ricky Fowler. But, you know, Ricky Fowler last week, good example. Ricky Fowler last week was playing well in Houston and got to the weekend and lost it. And I don't think Sergio's going to lose it. I don't think he's going to lose it. I think he's got the best chance of winning this right now. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, as you said, you know, that somebody made a 9. Who stays at made 8 at 15? Probably one of the better players out here. It's easy to do. It's easy to make a mistake, and that mistake be critical and costly at the same time, and it can make the difference between winning and losing out here.
Yeah, that Lewis Tyson one was surprise. I mean, that was almost shocking. I just like his, he was so on, and then you could just see his entire being, you know, his aura ruffled. And that was, everybody kind of sat back and went, wow, didn't expect that at all. Alex Maselli, journalist, reporter, golfer, and founder of Morning Read. It's a new golf newsletter that you can get in your inbox. All you do is go to morningread.com, put your email in there. They don't share it, right, Alex?
I'll share it with you, name somebody else.
What a great mailing list I have. He's joking. His name is Alex Mastella. Thanks so much for being on the show with me today.
Take care.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk some equipment with Jason Dygert. He's the Center Director and Director of Instruction at Golf Tech Honolulu. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Hub.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy come from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle
on the golf club.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Maybe you'd like to play a round of golf or get something for somebody you really like, and your budget is, you know, you'd like to save a little money too. Poipu Bay, Kauai. There's a 10, 10, and 11 o'clock, and there's gift cards. You can go get gift cards for that special someone from Poipu Bay, or the sale rack. 50% off men tops and bottoms, women's tops and bottoms. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course. And Oahu, we've got a couple days. Surprise, surprise. 8:52 and 11:45. Must be a lot of people watching. The Masters, which starts about 9 o'clock in the morning, goes to about 3 or so. So that's those are tee times for you. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:40 and 11:28. Makaha East at 9 o'clock and a 1 o'clock. And Wailea Gold Course, they aerated greens 3 days ago. Kama'aina, $55 on the gold course at Wailea. There's an 8:44, a 9:20, a 10:14. Maui Nui has a 10:20. And Volcano, it was 55 degrees not too long ago. There's a 10:10 and an 11:30. And Makalei has a 10:10 too. Lots of 10-10s, 10-10, 10-4. We're going to go talk with Jason Diger, PGA Golf Tech Honolulu Manager and Director of Instruction. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Thank you, Danielle. I love those tee time updates. Get people out there playing more golf.
Got to get them out on the course. You know, I had such big thoughts from Rory McIlroy, because I like the fact that a guy as rich as Rory has chosen not to make a deal with some specific equipment company. I think it's really cool that he's got what it feels good to him. Callaway irons, TaylorMade woods, just he cherry picking what feels good in his hands. And to me, why wouldn't a professional athlete want to put together what is in his bag, what feels good in his hands? So when he walks up to that ball, wherever it happens to be, and we've been talking with Alex Selle and Ron Syrak, and, you know, one of the common threads is, of course, there are, you know, grenades, the little hidden bombs that can go off on you, a bad bounce, you know, it's poof, all of a sudden you're a quadruple bogey like Jordan Spieth had. So we all talk about club fitting, and I want to take us to Jason Diegert's Golf Tech new fitting system, Tech Fit. What is that?
Well, Tech Fit is the branding of our personal club fitting session, and Golf Tech, we authorize fitters for Callaway, Mizuno, TaylorMade, and Adams Golf. So we have all the fitting carts, all the heads, all the shafts that we need to properly fit golfers. And in our sessions, we want to certainly work with a player, you know, helping them achieve their golf goals. And one of those is getting the right clubs in their hands, and making sure that the clubs are properly fit for them, so that when they put their good swings on the ball, they're more likely to get good results, as opposed to a club that's improperly fit for them, where you can get, shot 10 to 20 yards left or right, and it's not so much, the player's swing, it's really the way the club is contacting the turf and improperly fit for that player.
Yeah, kind of think about it this way. You're walking around with pants that are 2 inches too long, and you're tripping over your pants with your shoes that are a little bit too small, and then your sleeves are, they're probably too long, or maybe the collar's too wide and it's falling off your shoulder. So that's what club fitting is all about. Everybody's a different size. We have different fears and strengths. And that's where the club head, the shaft, the grip, all of that stuff. Your hands are big, your hands are small. You got to make sure that the clubs that you're using are fit to your body. Bottom line, everybody can't just pull one size off the rack and wear it. Bottom line, everybody just can't pull one size off the rack and play it. So Tech Fit is what Golf Tech calls their thing, branding, their custom fitting system with Callaway and Mizuno, TaylorMade and Adams. You also have, now, before we go to your, that you're the top 100 for Mizuno in 2016, when you say, you know, we know about the shaft, the club head, and do you guys, like, have all these different shafts and club heads, and you build a club, and then we try it, and then you take it apart and build a club, and we try it?
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah. Generally, the first step out of the gate, you know, kind of identify what the player is looking for. Do they need a club they can control trajectory with? You know, generally that's a more advanced player where they're really trying to, you know, hit it high, hit it low. They don't need as much perimeter weighting around the club head as some maybe a person with a higher handicap, where they're really just trying to hit it somewhere on face and get a decent result. So we want to identify the type of club, and all manufacturers make club heads that fit the wide range of players. So we want to identify the type of club head the player is looking for, and then it's process of finding the right shaft for the player, whether it's graphite, steel, different flexes, but also a handful of different weights and bend profiles. All these things go into finding that shaft that's best fit. And one of the best devices out there is called a Mizuno Shaft Optimizer, and it measures not only a player's speed, but really how they're loading the shaft, the tempo of their swing, how the shaft is bending, so we can really narrow down what type of shaft is going to be best for this player. And then it's, like you said, yeah, putting those shafts in and out, comparing dispersion, comparing distance, how far the player is hitting it, what it feels like. I mean, all of those things go into it, and that really helps us narrow down that part of it.
Okay, then for folks, you know, you're going, hey, it's a stick, and it has a big thing on the end of it, and I just swing it and hit it. Well, in the process of swinging a big stick, there is something that happens in the shaft. It's going to bend. I mean, unless it's, I don't know, iron. The iron wouldn't bend if you swung it. But these actually designed to bend a little bit. The shaft is designed because as it bends, it picks up torque. And it comes around, boom, and then hits the ball. That's assuming you come in contact with the ball. It's always a good thing. And then that loads, you know, though he talks about loading it up, all of that hit head come down into, and then a little bit of a bend in the shaft, and then the whip down onto the ball, boom, you just a whole lot more. That's what the shaft is really all about. I mean, some of them cost $9,000. Some of the really high techy ones from Japan. I've talked with Aloha Golfing, you know, Center a lot about that. You've got so many different kinds of shafts, but tell me, Jason Diger at Golf Tech, graphite or steel? What's the basic difference between those two?
Well, in your graphite shaft is certainly a lighter shaft. It flexes a little bit more, and generally allows the player to get more head speed. So most of the time with drivers, fairway woods, even hybrids, we want to take advantage of that lightness so that we can create speed.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's, of course, every tour player out there is using a graphite shaft of some sort. Some of them cost $100. Some of them cost, like you said, $10,000. But they're, for the most part, everyone is using graphite shafts because of the speed and that it allows the player to get. And there's certain different weights of graphite shaft and different bend profiles. But really, you want that speed in longer clubs.
Okay.
And you get to the shorter clubs, and then it becomes a little bit more a control thing. And generally, the steel is a little bit heavier and hits the ball a little bit lower and gives the player a little bit more control.
So if somebody weren't, you know, best golf, let's say they've got, they shoot, you know, 100 is their average. Maybe that 95 would be great. 105 would be like, oh my goodness, I've had not such a great day. Steel would be more appropriate in there, or just a less bending graphite shaft?
Well, you know, for that player, again, it depends on how fast, you know, the tempo of their swing. Generally, faster swinging players and, you know, faster tempo swinging players are going to benefit from steel shafts in their irons because they're creating a lot of speed with the graphite shaft. That thing is bending too much and kicking too much and generally gets the ball going offline. So for a faster swing player that's still shooting 95 or 100, they're going to benefit from a steel shaft because it just doesn't end as much and hits the ball a little bit lower and tightens up the dispersion a little bit.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm trying to communicate with somebody from Augusta. Bupka is calling in right now. I think Raf, he's my best friend and buddy. He's just picking up the phone. I'm sorry, Jason. There's so much going on with the Masters. Are you able to catch any of the coverage?
Of Augusta?
Yeah, I haven't personally. I've seen maybe snippets of it here and there.
Yes, I do. This is my probably favorite next to the Open Championship that I like to watch. I like to watch almost all the rounds. I mean, I love Sunday's final round, but I do love the match. I love the golf course and just kind of what it brings out in players. And big fan of
awesome.
This week.
Awesome. And Bob Bupka has some time in between what he does on Tuck Sport. So if you don't, I apologize. I kind of lost track of time. I get so talking into the equipment that I forget myself. So please accept my apologies. We're going to have to continue this conversation. I've been working with Jason Diger at Golf Tech. He's center manager and director of instruction. He's working with me on building my swing after back surgery. Unfortunately, life didn't allow me to go to my last lesson, so I thought talking about Tech Fit at Golf Tech would be the best idea. Thank you, Jason, for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Aloha. I'll see you soon. And we're going to take a real quick break so we can talk with Bob Bupka before he has to get back on to sport right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. Re-Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do with the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It need to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Wash a car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail, store, home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837, your experts on all.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of Master PGA Teaching Professional, Claude Bisseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now at the Kalina Golf Academy. You will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And now, live back to the Masters, the 81st playing of the Masters, Augusta National. It is Bob Bupka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, changing the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. We were just talking equipment. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, thank you for having me, Danielle. And I do have a suggestion that bad back only came from carrying that big wallet that you carry. So take that out of there and your back will be a lot better.
You know, they used to say that. Unfortunately, there's no back pocket with big fat wallet on my body.
Oh, great to have great to be on with you, Danielle. And, you know, ironically enough, one of the things that I truly struggle with each and every year is try and portray the message of what it's like to come to the Masters for the first time. This year, we're honored to have a house guest that came from London. She's a lawyer there. She's a self-proclaimed golf nut. Elaine Dolan is her name. She had never been to the Masters, only heard about it, flew into Atlanta, and then, listen to this, took Uber from Atlanta to Augusta, Georgia, be the longest Uber ride in history. Gets to go out to the golf course for the first time, and when she comes back, I said, what was it like? And Elaine said, I was like a little kid in candy store.
I totally get it.
There's no way to not describe the emotion. I even worse than that, I went out to dinner earlier in the week, Danielle, met a guy from South Africa. He flew 32 hours. He only had tickets for Wednesday. He only got to go out there for an hour. And I saw him after he was out there for an hour. I said, I'm so sorry. You only got to be out there 1 hour. He says, are you kidding me? It was the greatest hour of my life. So
I'd like
to come to the Masters.
That's exactly how I felt when I was at the Masters for a day. I just stayed there all day long. From 9 o'clock in the morning at the Golf Writers Association meeting, all the way through the afternoon, par three contest, and then I took off. I just walked the golf course. I said, I want to be alone, and I watched them practicing the skipping the golf balls across the pond. I understand they were doing that synchronization style this year.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of that, and I kind of winced a little bit when you said you wanted to be alone because Elaine said you wanted to meet somebody. She ended up alone. But anyway, Danielle, we got a little bit of everything. I'm so excited about this upcoming round. We got somebody in the 50s that could win, and Phil in Fred Couples.
Yes.
We got somebody in the 40s. Certainly Phil Mickelson could win. We got somebody in his 30s, Sergio Garcia, playing in the 19th Masters. We got somebody in his 20s, George Spieth, who's paired with Phil Mickelson. I mean, Hollywood couldn't put two better guys together as far as entertainment over the next several hours, and they're getting ready to go to the first tee as we speak. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And then we have Rory McIlroy. He's only 5 shots back. He's looking to complete that Grand Slam, the elusive Grand Slam, to become only the 6th player in golf history ever to win all 4 majors. Take pick, whatever you like, old, young, in between. History and the weather couldn't be nicer. 70 degrees, a gentle breeze blowing through the pines. And by the way, you'll appreciate this, Danielle. Elaine Nolan not only got to see the Masters, she got a golf lesson from Janice Self this morning.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how good does it get?
Oh, that's it. Janice is awesome. I can't, she's amazing. I mean, watching her hit balls is amazing. Janice Self is the producer of the Grill Room Golf Show powered by Vertical Groove Golf. Now, before we talk about Vertical Groove Golf, what I want to ask you is when you're on Talk Sport in the UK, what are they want you to focus on, like Justin Rose or and Rory McIlroy and all the guys from the UK?
I tell you what they do, Danielle, and I consider it a huge privilege. They give me a blank canvas. They tell me, Bob, paint the master picture. I'm under no guidelines, no restrictions, no direction. Whatever emotion I'm feeling, whatever excitement is taking place, that's what they want me to put down on the canvas.
That's awesome. You and I have been talking about Hideki Matsuyama, someone I have not mentioned yet. Hideki shot the 76-70 yesterday. He's T17. He's not on the course yet. There's so many people who haven't started yet. Here's another one. Jason Day, he's moved up, but he's already on 16 because he just made the cut, right?
Yeah, it's been a good week for Jason Day. In some respect, also, it's a great week for Jason Day, because a million king jacket couldn't compare to having his mother have a successful battle with this cancer that he's going through. So, Jason Day's the winner. Whether he gets that green jacket here, he'll have plenty of opportunities to get green jackets. You only have one mother in this world, and everybody should love theirs if they're so fortunate to have them still with us.
Okay, I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, and now let's talk about the new sponsor. Bobka is host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. Vertical Groove Golf. What is, I saw a little bit about it, the face of the driver. Tell me a little.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity, Danielle. The grooves on this driver are up, down, instead of from heel to toe. And believe me, it's amazing what it does. I was with John Daly recently. John Daly has put it into his golf bag. Janice actually got to hit some of these drivers. And all it does, listen to this, all it does is hit it straighter and it hits it further.
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, I said to the guys, can't you come up with something a little bit more to offer the people? They said, that's all we can do. We'll let you hit it straighter. We'll let you hit it further. You take care of the rest. So it's absolutely incredible. And you know, you can get more information on it. It's Vertgolf, V-E-R-T, golf, G-O-L-F, .com. Check it out. You might want to put one of these in your bag.
Absolutely. And if Janice Self likes it, then know it's got to be good. Let's see. Long John Daly and Rocco Mediate swinging the Vertical Groove driver. I just went to vertgolf.com, V-E-R-T. Meet the new face of golf. You can order right online. I imagine they'll do something like a little fitting with you online as well, so you get the right specs that you want. They have demo days, customer service, all the information that you might like to figure out how Vert Groove Golf or Vert Golf would work in your bag. I know you're under time constraints. Appreciate all the time that you've given us today. Bob Bubka, it's a pleasure. Any final thought you'd like to leave us with as you go back to the Masters?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the twosome of Phil Mickelson and George Spieth. I know Phil. I've known him for a long time. I know what a fierce competitor he is. He would like nothing more than to put the chop on George Spieth here today. It's almost a tournament within a tournament. And then you got Fred Couples. I mean, golly, could he do it at plus 50? Be the oldest winner of the Masters, oldest winner of a major championship. Get Rory McIlroy battle back and get that grand slam. I mean, the list just goes on and on. What about Sergio Garcia? You got to have a little fondness in your heart for him. 19th Masters, and now he's tied for the lead going into round three. He's overdue. So, turn your TV on. Enjoy it after the Danielle Tucker Show. Thank you again for the opportunity of being on. And I'm going to watch our house guest, Elaine Nolan, watch Masters unfold here. And she has tickets for tomorrow.
Oh,
final round.
Hey, so, those are pricey ones.
hey, any house guest of mine, money's no object. Don't worry about it. As long as it's not my money.
Okay, I'm flying over. Not as long as it's not my money. Okay, so you're the one with the big wallet that you don't take out often enough, right?
Thank you, Bob. That hurts. Hey, pleasure to be on with you, Danielle.
Have a great time. Bob Bubka is host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, changing the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. Always really good to talk with Bob. And just real quick before we go into another commercial break, a quick break, thank the people who make this show possible. This is KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGAM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOA Kalaheo. My name is Danielle Altar. This is The Golf Club. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable.
sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new rear garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rayner can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about a fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rayner Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put up repairs till the next month. Your plumb can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke the worst possible moment. Call Create Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker, the Golf Club.
We've got a lot coming up in the next few weeks, the next few days, because next week it's Lotte, yes, LPGA Lotte, and this is sponsored by Hershey. It's presented by Hershey, yes, the candy company. It's the 2017 Lotte Championship, the sixth annual event, the LPGA Tour stop in the Hawaiian Islands, featuring, of course, a star-studded field of marquee players, including Michelle Wee. So we're really looking forward to that and all the things that happen during the Lotte, including the women's clinic, that's on Monday. And then after the event, which ends on Saturday because it's broadcast in Asia and they like to have the, well, the final event on was there Sunday. So we ended here on Saturday and then there is the ping pong tournament and Michelle Wee and other girls to come out to support her fundraising, her charity fundraising for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Are amazing competitors. I mean, watching these gals in action on the golf course where they're very staid and very controlled and you don't see a lot of emotion because, you know, you can't get too excited. That's one thing about golf. You've either got to keep it under control. Can't get too depressed. Can't get too excited. There's no big emotional swings. That's why you see them very, very, very composed. But when they're playing ping pong, there's no composure there. Oh, yes. It all comes out. Michael Patrick Shields, award-winning talk show host and author and travel writer. He's co-written books, including Donald Trump's Best Golf Advice I Ever Received, My Dad and Me with Larry King, Secrets of the Great Golf Course Architects, and Speak Right, A Literate Guide to the Game of Golf, and Good Bounces and Bad Lies, the autobiography of Ben Wright. So Michael Patrick Shields will be joining us in a little while with Ben Wright, legendary broadcaster, golf commentator, founder of Golf World UK, and author of Good Bounces and Bad Lies, and Speaking Right. Also, he's the golf course architect. It's the Cliffs Valley. So they're coming to us, not from Augusta, not from Georgia, but from a lovely luncheon they're both at, because Ben loves to watch the Masters with the sound off. And Michael usually hangs out with him and Ben does the color commentating without the sound, which I wish we could do that. But there was a luncheon scheduled, so it wasn't possible. We talked about doing this. You may have heard it when Michael Patrick was, I think, in Thailand going for elephant polo and just enjoying all the things that he found. And Michael Patrick is very good about finding unusual things in unusual destinations, while at the same time hosting one of the top-rated radio shows in Michigan. He's host of the big show in Michigan. He's on 12 radio stations, and he's on television. So until they're ready to join us, I want to tell you a couple of things. There's some really, you know, with the Friends of Hawaii Charities, and they are the 501c3 that puts together the Sony Open in Hawaii with all of the people come out and volunteer their time and their energy to make this tournament happen. And then there's some apparel that comes along with being a volunteer. You get a short. You get a shirt, you get a hat, lots of goodies, and big savings off golf apparel could be yours. And some merchandise. It's all at a factory direct price. It's an exclusive clearance sale hosted by Champion Golf and AMA Enterprise, a supplier of Wildlife Country Club and the Sony Open in Hawaii. So all of the goods that you buy will give back to the local charities. They're donating 15% of all sales to the Friends of Hawaii Charities. Now, these sales are April 7th through the 11th, April 16th through the 17th, so April 16th and 17th, 7th through the 11th. The hours are 9 to 4, and the outlet is 511 Kihi Street with free parking available. So I just wanted you to know about that. That looks like a fun way to be good to Hawaii's charities. Now, back to the Lotte. The Lotte is next week. And on Monday, as I mentioned, there is the event. You can also volunteer. Speaking of volunteering, you can go to Lotte Championship, which is April 15th, 9th to the 15th, 2017, at the Kohina Golf Club. The Lotte Championship, volunteer for the 2017 Lotte Championship. They still need volunteers. And it's at Lotte, L-O-T-T-E, championship.com. Minji Lee is a defending champ. She fired a final round 64 to claim that one shot victory last year. She finished 16 under par, 272. It's a par 72 event at Kohina, and it's played over 6,300 yards. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're going to take a commercial break now and get ready for Michael Patrick Shields and Ben Wright. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
And we jet from place to place. We buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-283-SEN across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Grudeau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just begin. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Kohina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
You smell the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Yeah, The golf apparel and merchandise sale, the factory direct prices, the exclusive clearance sale that's being hosted by Champion Golf and AMA Enterprise, that is April 7th to 11th and the 16th and the 17th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's 511 Clehe Street, and 15% of all the sales goes to Friends of Hawaii Charities. Next week, Saturday, I'll be at the Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, Claude Brousseau, Greg Nichols will be joining us as well as some of the best announcers and commentators in the LPGA. Jerry Foltz is going to be on the show. It's the 2017 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, April 9th, the 15th, Ko'olina Kale, and it's 4 days, but it starts on Wednesday and goes to Saturday. 72 holes stroke play, 144 players. It's a $2 million purse. $300,000 of that goes to the winner. And when you compare that to the PGA, we could have long discussions about why the PGA Tour gives the guys $1 million and the girls get $300,000 for winning. The defending champion is Minji Lee, past champion Si-Yong Kim, Michelle Wee, Suzanne Paterson, Aya Zato. Do you know, if you're new to this whole game of tournament golf, in Hawaii, when Aya Miyazato first came out at Turtle Bay, it was an LPGA event, the SBS, and they had to open up the ballroom because they had 60 media outlets covering her arrival on the scene. Truly amazing how popular the Japan LPGA is over the men's. That's why having some of the top men players on the PGA Tour, if they could win a major championship, it would be amazing. Some of the things that Augusta, I was just going over these, you know, you talk about going the price of the ticket, as I mentioned with Bob, it's outrageous. It's $4,000. I mean, at one point it was $7,000 for Sunday when Tiger Woods was at the top of his form. $7,000 just to go for the Sunday event to watch. And then you can't even get close enough. It's almost better to watch it on television because you are standing five deep. It's like being at the Ryder Cup. You're there for the emotion. You're there for the atmosphere. You're there for the course. And it really is a special place. And the price of food is incredibly inexpensive. For instance, the price of a domestic beer at the Masters is $4. And people walk around with their cup. And it's always got, you know, the date. I have one. I had to bring it home. It says the Masters 2013. But people keep every one of those plastic cups that they've had their beer in. And they walk around with 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 stack up. They just walk with these stacks of these cups. It's really something. Then the price of a pimento sandwich. I didn't want to try the pimento cheese sandwich. I was going to go with the egg salad, which they have the fabulous recipe for. They won't give it away. $3. $3 for a sandwich. All of the snacks, very inexpensive. The cost of producing each green jacket is $250. 90% of the world's golf carts are made in Georgia, and 250,000 people visit Augusta National each year for the Masters festivities. And the average resale price of the for a ticket for the final round at the 2017 Masters, that was currently the cheapest of the 4 days, which is amazing to me since I just told you $7,000 was the ticket price when Tiger was the top of his game. So the average resale price for a ticket to the final round of the 2017 Masters, only $1,366. Really inexpensive. So my next stop is the 2017 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, teeing off April 19th to the 15th at Ko'olina in Kapolei, and I'll be on the Saturday of that event. And after Ko'olina, I'm going over to Mid-Pacific Country Club because it is the Masters, Hawaii's Masters. It's the Mid-Pac Open, the top men champions, the men amateurs and professionals. We've got senior division. It's really the cream of the cream. And the guys who come from the mainland to play really look forward to going to play at the Mid-Pac Open. I'll be there on Saturday as well. We've got our call coming in. Let's take a real quick break. Right after this, Michael Patrick Shields and Ben Wright. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Al Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from heart. Call Alan Nakata Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safe for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I set the pace very fast this morning. Michael Patrick Shields, award-winning talk show host, author, travel writer, Good Bounces, Bad Lies, the autobiography of Ben Wright, and Speak Right, a literate guide to the game of golf, having lunch with Ben Wright, watching the Masters. I'm not sure if Ben's going to join us, but let's talk with Michael Patrick first. Hey, Michael Patrick. Oh.
Aloha from the deep south, which I guess you would pronounce by saying, aloha.
He's like Jack.
Something like that.
You sound like Jack all of a sudden.
Yeah, wow. What a guy. Didn't he look beautiful on that honorary tee shot on Thursday with
yes.
Gary Player and that tribute to Arnold Palmer? And what amazing thing that you said. And I'm a few feet away from Ben Wright, who knew personally Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and all the greats that went through there and were sitting here in the south, he's in just a few feet away. When you're bored with me, I'll hand the phone to him, which take about 0.2 seconds. He's, believe it or not, sitting to Lloyd Carr, who won the national championship coaching the Michigan Wolverine. And right now, they're both commiserating about how much they dislike Brett Musburger. So they've had to deal with him in their own way. But if you remember, Brett did some work for CS Golf. And of course, he did a lot of college football with Lloyd Carr, and so they're both in there commiserating up this, all sorts of other cool things. I'm just an interloper right here.
You just get to sit there and enjoy soaking it all in. Ben Wright, a legendary broadcaster, golf commentator, founder of Golf World UK. When you talk to me about the two of you sitting in, I had this vision of being at Ben's house, overlooking the cliffs, you know, and with television on and the sound off, and Ben doing the commentary so that he doesn't have to listen to these modern guys.
That is exactly right. And we were, here we're not far from Augusta where he lives. We've done exactly that. And the dogwoods and azaleas, and they're all blooming and it's beautiful. And this tournament, wow, one afternoon it's going to be, or a morning in Hawaii, I guess, when they get started. And it's going to be an awful lot of fun because this is the one tournament where I think old guys can win. And we've proven that in the past, obviously, with Jack Nicklaus winning at 46. And speaking of Jack, and now you've got guys here who have redemption stories, right? Like, I don't know how you feel about this, but who would want to see Sergio Garcia finally, after all, and all the rough and tumble he's been through, and I think that was pretty cool. And
I don't want to sound I don't want to sound anti-American, but I would love to see Ricky Fowler win a major, However, Ricky's a lot younger. So it's, I'm kind of pulling for the kid called Sergio Garcia that we've been pulling for since he was 19 years old. And we all thought he'd be, the guy, he's just one shot short of Tiger Woods. You know, he didn't quite get that major, but he's going to get lots of majors. Well, he didn't get lots of majors. So it'd be great to see at this point in his life when he's getting married and he's really happy and he's, his heart's not going to get broken again. God forbid he doesn't walk away from the altar. But yes, go ahead.
That'll do that to you.
I'm talking to a man who's had that happen to him. So that's why, you know, it's always that possibility is there. Yes?
Yeah. And it can put a cloud over things. Even Fred Couples, you know, we were talking yesterday about him. He looks like nothing bothers him, and he looks like he glides through life with no problem. But he's had a very rough and tumble life. And who wouldn't want to see a guy his age contend as he is right now and maybe even win again at the Masters after all the years? But enough of me prattling. I'm walking literally from the balcony now.
Good.
Opening the door. Okay. I don't see her mind right here.
I think it's great that Larry Moss also made the cut. It's just awesome.
Oh, Augusta born and bred right there.
Exactly.
I'll hand the phone over to Ben right now for the next couple minutes. Here's Emmy Award winning and right.
Ben Wright, Grammy Award. Did you say Emmy Award, Danielle? Emmy Award winner. I'm so glad to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Hey,
Ben, how are you? I'm interrupting your lunch.
never mind that, Danielle. I'm eating healthy, so it's cold.
And Ben Wright is author and founder of Golf World UK, and you know, a legendary television broadcast, a golf announcer, commentator, author. He's done so much, and here is having a fabulous lunch, and he's joining us inside the clubhouse. What do you think of this year's Masters? Are you enjoying?
You know, something, Danielle, I think it's set up to be absolutely brilliant. I really do. I don't put anybody out of it who is within 8 strokes of the lead. And really, I mean, obviously, Dustin Johnson is sadly missing, but you've got so many great golfers. Even if they aren't yet great, are well on their way in contention. I think it has everything, Daniel.
It does. I mean, having Sergio Garcia and Ricky Fowler and Thomas Paters, we don't know much about him, but we saw him at the Ryder Cup. This fellow is 6'5". So when you're watching him, right?
He's he's a phenomenon. He really is. And I don't think he knows how good he is. He's a very quiet person and, you know, very modest. And I don't think he knows quite how good he is. When he was 5 under after 10 on Thursday, I thought, my goodness, this guy may run away and hide. But, of course, he came back to earth, as you might expect, because he's so inexperienced, really. And, there's everything there, isn't there, Danielle? Everything is there for a phenomenal finish tomorrow.
Well, with Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson playing, I mean, Jordan's got the best partner, quote-unquote, or competitor to be playing against. Phil Mickelson, I wouldn't be surprised if he won another green jacket this year.
Nor would I. He's been in awesome form for a long time. And you know, he's become a such a good all-round player. I think when he won the British Open at Muirfield, he really came of age, as it were, because he always talked, certainly to me, about not being able to play in British conditions. And when he won at Muirfield, he mastered those conditions like few have ever done.
That's when he won the Scottish Open first and then went back and then went to the Open, right?
Yes, that's Absolutely. And, I mean, I think it taught him that he could literally play in any conditions, which is why I think he was able to withstand the very difficult conditions of the last 2 days, and is in contention yet again. And, you know, he's got the experience, he's got the short game expertise. You know, my old sparring partner, Gary McCord, and, you know, he freely admitted that Phil Mickelson would rob him blind on the golf course, and Gary was a really good player. He couldn't win, but he said that Mickelson had the best all-round game that he ever saw in his life, chipping and putting and everything else. And I think, you know, Phil is definitely, you know, a Hall of Fame, a great, great golfer.
Yes. And he knows when he hits a shot and it goes a place you don't really want it to go, he might have been there before and has already learned, whereas other guys don't have quite the experience Phil Mickelson has. I'm short on time because when Michael Patrick arranged this, he said this would be the best time, but I knew we'd just have the last few minutes with about 60 seconds left to go. Give me your final thought. We're going to have to talk again, of course, when we have more time, but this is because of your great lunch. I you know, we just couldn't do anything more. Tell me a final thought on the Masters this year.
I think that it's probably been one of the great ones because it's seen most of the very good players prevail to the most difficult condition that I've seen in many, many a long year at Augusta National. In fact, those wins in the last 2 days were about as most difficult as anything could be.
The fairways and the hillocks, the little bowls that are Augusta National that you really can't see on television, the swirling winds really can play a mess with your mind and certainly with your ball. And this is the wonderful Ben Wright. And I thank you so much for taking time out of your lunch to be on the show with me this morning in Hawaii and this afternoon, your time. Ben, thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Daniel, and the pleasure is mine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Aloha. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
This conversation and so many more are brought to you by Alan Nakata Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come. Alan Nakata. The number is 548-7526. And I want you to remember something. I mean, we've always planned our lives. We went from kindergarten to grade school to high school to college or to work, then to work, whatever the course. You had a plan. Well, what is your plan as you stop working? Got to plan that out. And you don't do it at the last minute. You didn't do the beginning of your life at the last minute. Maybe you did at some point. But at this point, you just really want to. And I know it's something we want to procrastinate about, but it doesn't help. Knowing things is so much better. And then you can go forward with confidence instead of with a little bit of insecurity and mystery. Alan Nakata and Associates, free Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. I want to thank Futuristone, Master Craftsman, turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. It's Futuristone. When they polish concrete, there are so many steps. Can you imagine having your warehouse polished concrete? You have no idea. It's amazing. But there are other ways to do your warehouse floor that can really protect not just your floor, but your building and make it so much better. If a flood should happen, God forbid, the cleanup is so much easier. You should get in touch with Futuristone. rear doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your home or your business. Rainer Doors. And if you want to increase the value of your home, install Rainer Doors. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, and Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, townhouse, a new build, a renovation, repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it's going to be done right. Creative Plumbing. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Book Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.